Father, thank you for this opportunity we have this morning, Lord, to learn more about you through your word. May the Holy Spirit teach us, Father. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, basically, I was going to talk about resurrections because just like we just celebrated Easter last Sunday. But there are two types of resurrection, and I was going to touch about the two types. One is the one where the Lord Jesus Christ was the first fruit, the first resurrection, and then us that follows that. So if you can turn to Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. It says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. And also if we read in John chapter 4, verses 24 to 29, this is where the Lord Jesus Christ was telling the disciples, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment but has passed out of death into life. In 25 it says, truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now when the dead will hear my voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. For just the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come forth, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. And then the last passage is Revelation 20, verse 5. It says, the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were complete. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part, or the first resurrection over the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. So basically, all these passages kind of gives us an understanding of what happens to our bodies, basically. So the Lord Jesus Christ was the first resurrection. We just celebrated Easter. He arose. He ascended to the Father. That we believe that, I think Mary was almost at that time when he was going to ascend. They just happened to catch Christ. You know, when he was going to ascend, said, don't touch me. I haven't ascended to my Father yet. I believe that he went to the Father and then came back, because afterwards he told Thomas, touch me. Put your fingers in the nail holes. He had this new resurrected body. Also, John tells us that spirit doesn't have flesh and bones. So his body actually had flesh and bones. He said, put your hand on my side. He said, touch it. Because Thomas said, no, until I put my hand on his side, I believe. So he did. So that body has flesh, had bones, and he ate. Because when he was at the Sea of Galilee, he said, what do you fellows have to eat? He said, we got some broiled fish. And he ate with them. And another time, he cooked for them. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to be able to eat. The resurrection body we're going to have is going to be able to travel horizontally and vertically. Enter doors. Close doors, just like he did with the apostles. And leave without, just like he was talking to the two that were walking on the road to Emmaus. So he did the same thing, and then as he was partaking of the bread, and then he disappeared. Just like vanished, that's what the word of God says. So our bodies will have the same thing as well. Now, during the church age, of course, for us, we're waiting for the rapture of the church, when we hear the trumpet of God. For Israel also, we'll hear the trumpet, but that's a different dispensation, of course. For them, that's the gathering. For us, it's a trumpet. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 35, and also 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18, it says, not everybody will die. The dead will rise first. And then us that are alive will be caught up with him. If we are here while the Lord comes, our bodies will be transformed. And 1 Corinthians 15 says, like blink of an eye. Like this, that quickly. That's how quickly Christ went from earth to heaven. That quickly. And our bodies will do the same thing. So, that's the first resurrection. And also, the people that actually die during the tribulation. So they're going to be resurrected at the end of the tribulation, be part of the first resurrection as well. And then the people that actually, you know, those martyrs, of course, you know, they after, but they're not part of the church age. We are part of the church age. In the trib, they're not part of the church age. That's the difference. But they're part of the gathering that we enter the millennium. So as we know also that in the millennium, the people that always going to be entering in the millennium are going to also be believers first. Because in the tribulation, God will destroy all the enemies of God. So all those people in the millennium, they're going to be transformed just like 1 Corinthians 15 says. Because flesh and blood cannot enter heaven. So they will be transformed. And at that time also, Christ already came with the church. The next stage for us is going to be the earth, the new earth. The old heaven and earth flew out. Or actually, kind of disappeared. And I think the word says went away. They escaped out of the wrath of God, basically. And God created new heavens and new earth. Not his third heaven. Now in Revelation 20, it tells us about the second resurrection. Now these people, these are unbelievers. Now some people also confuse this white throne judgment with the Bema Seat of Christ. They are two different things. The Bema Seat is for believers only. It's for us to get our rewards. You know, the believers. The white throne judgment, this is going to be for unbelievers. Like when Hades is going to turn over the dead. You see what I'm saying? So when Christ died, those 3 days he was in the tomb, basically he went to, not to preach, you know, it's a different word in the Greek, but he went to proclaim that I won. To the fallen angels, to the what you tried to do is didn't work. So now, he took also captive, basically, is the Old Testament believers and the church age saints that have died back to heaven. So paradise is the same thing right now. But Hades is still there. All the people who did not believe in Christ, all the way from the Old Testament to now, they're still there. And in the second resurrection, they're going to be awakened just to be judged. It's the whose names are not found in the book of life. Very specific. Whose names are not found in the book of life. So, these people are going to be awakened just to be judged. And be thrown, it says, in the lake of fire. So, as we can see that's why it's so important to share the gospel. Because they're going to be family members. Whose names are going to be in the book of life. I think the Pastor Stephen says there are going to be people on this side wanting to go to hell for the kids. But it won't be possible because God says, I didn't die for them. And it's going to be a tough moment for some people. Because their own kids said, Mom, why didn't you tell me? We live in the same house. But it will be too late. So those whose names are not in the book of life were thrown in the lake of fire along with Satan and all the fallen angels. And that's the second death. But blessed are those who are part of the first resurrection. That's us. And all the who believe in Christ. After the tribulation, those who were martyrs for Christ's sake. And also those who are resurrected after the millennium, at the end of the millennium. After the millennium then, the second judgment, the white throne judgment. Those we brought up from the sea gave up the dead. You see what I'm saying? Hades gave up the dead. And they're going to be brought up before God, Jesus Christ. And he will do the second judgment, the second resurrection, just to be thrown into the lake of fire. And books were opened, that means they're going to try to tell Christ, I know all my works and everything like that. They're going to play the tapes, CDs, we don't know what it's going to be. So they're going to see how many times they told them about Christ, and they rejected. How many times they told them, look, they gave you a track here, many times. They told you about Christ, and they say, you say, no, I'm good, thank you. That's going to be that time, and they're going to be able to see. God is just. So he has to give you an opportunity. God is just. But his justice demands death and he came to die for us. So we have no excuse. Just, I left my throne, I came to earth, I died for you, I did everything for you. The only thing you got to do is believe what I done for you. What you think he of Christ. And that's the whole thing. So the second resurrection, we're glad you're not part of it. But the first resurrection, we're part of it. And we're going to be resurrected. The church will come. We'll reign with Christ. That's why it's so important for the church. It's so special in the eyes of God. We are the apple of his eyes. We're going to come and rule and reign with him. In the millennium, all these people will be part of that, of course, but we're gonna, the reigning is going to be reigning over the millennium people, because some of the people won't be believers. Because at the end, you're going to see that Satan's going to try to attack Jesus in the same millennium. In a perfect environment, he's going to try to do that. And people will actually, you know, get up and try to fight against Christ. And that will be the last time the Christ is going to say, adios. He will destroy them for the last time. And that's it. And the millennium ends. Eternity starts. But blessed are those ones who are part of the first resurrection, which is us. We get a tremendous victory over death. The only thing we did is to believe in Christ. That's it. Those who rejected Christ, they're going to be part of the second resurrection. They had a chance. They had an opportunity. But they didn't do anything with it. Amen?